message.
We all face difficulties. We all have challenges, whether it is in relationships, work, health, or anything else. But there is a dangerous habit that I want to speak to you about, and that is that many of us start to identify with those challenges. We let the challenges become part of our story, and when that happens, we stop seeing the road ahead. Instead, we get stuck focusing on the pothole right in front of us. But here's the thing about that. That challenge is not your life. It is simply an opportunity for growth. So let's dive into that a little bit. How can we stop allowing our challenges to become our identity and instead just use them as fuel to propel us forward? Let's begin with an important point. Challenges, they're inevitable. There's no avoiding them. Every single one of us is going to face something difficult in our lives, whether it's losing a job, going through a tough breakup, or dealing with financial or health issues. But the real issue is not the challenge itself. It is how we relate to it. Too often, we begin to internalize our struggles. Think about how we describe ourselves in conversations. How many times have you heard someone or yourself say things like, I'm a failure because I didn't get that promotion, or I'm just unlucky in love, or yeah, I'll never be good with money. What's happening there exactly? We are taking a situation, something temporary, and we are turning it into a part of our identity. We are saying, this is who I am now. And by doing that, we are ensuring that we stay stuck in that situation. Why? Because where we direct our thoughts, our energy, and our words, that is where our attention goes. That is what we are going to create more of. So if you are constantly telling yourself that you are a failure, you are going to subconsciously look for more evidence to support that belief. If you are saying you are unlucky in love, you might start self-sabotaging relationships because deep down, you believe it's not going to work out. Well, it all comes down to focus. What we focus on expands. The more that we think about something, the more power we give it. If we are always thinking about our problems, those problems are going to dominate our reality. And not just in a mental sense, it starts to affect our emotional state, our energy, and ultimately our actions. Imagine you're driving down a long road and you see a pothole ahead. If you spend all of your time staring at that pothole, what's gonna happen? You're gonna hit it. You'll get stuck in that bump. But if you acknowledge it and then shift your focus back to the road, you'll steer around it and you'll keep moving forward. The pothole is the challenge and the road is your life. The mistake we often make is confusing the two. We stare so long at the challenge that it feels like the whole road is broken, when really, it's just one small part of the journey. The pothole is not the road. The key is to acknowledge the challenge, but not obsess over it. We are all going to face bumps in that road, but we do not have to build our entire story around them. So this all begins with a shift in mindset. First, we have to separate ourselves from the problem. A challenge is an event or a situation. It's not who we are. For example, if we're going through a difficult financial time, instead of saying, I'm broke, say, I am experiencing a temporary financial challenge. Do you see the difference? In the first statement, you're defining yourself by the circumstances, and in the second, you are acknowledging that it's just something that you are experiencing, and experiences are always temporary. Reframe those challenges as opportunities. Every challenge we face is an opportunity for our growth. It's an opportunity to learn something new, to develop resilience, or to practice patience. So ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How is this going to make me stronger? When we start viewing challenges as opportunities, we begin to shift from a place of powerlessness to a place of empowerment.